take up 80 KT 502 in the matter of the adoption of NRCT 16.215, a petition filed jointly by Justice Givens and Justice Seda. Justice Givens, would you care to make some introductory remarks?
Yes, I will, Chief. Thank you very much. And again, I think this will be relatively brief today of these proceedings. While I served as Chief Justice last year, I had an opportunity to deal with the State Bar of Nevada, CLE Board, for example, and many committees of the State Bar, and specifically with the Child Witness Committee of the State Bar. And, you know, it was brought to my attention that the procedures to interview child witnesses in custody cases is somewhat different. It's utilized differently by courts throughout the state, and the Child Witness Committee felt it might be good to consider presenting to this court a proposed uniform rule to how to go ahead and deal with the issues of interviewing children relating to custody issues. In my suggestion, the committee developed a protocol for a proposed rule amendment in the Rule 16.2, again, pertains to family courts. So it was enumerated as a new rule, 16.215, that the committee has asked the court to consider. Now, Chief, I just want to let you know, although the petition was filed by Justice Seda, myself, November 24th, we've already are in the process of trying to vet this proposed petition and the rule. There is an educational session scheduled at the Ely Family Law Conference for the judges' portion of that for, I think, a one-hour presentation to receive feedback from judges throughout the state and on their thoughts on this suggested language. So that will take place in the first week of March. So as such, I feel it's premature for this court to take any action on it at this time until we have further vetting on it. I might add, yesterday afternoon I received a letter from Gary Silverman of Silverman, DeCaria, and Cattleman in Reno with some commentary about the rule and some criticism with the proposed language. I asked, I forwarded it to our court clerk and asked her to distribute it to all the justices. My understanding, all the justices have not had an opportunity to read that, but I also distributed it to the several members of the Child Witness Committee so they could review it if they wanted to make any comments today or if the court wanted to entertain them or if the court feels it's premature to do so at this time. I certainly understand, but it's my understanding that Margaret Pickard and Mike Harmon from the Clark County Bar are present at the RJC in Las Vegas and are prepared to offer brief testimony if the court would be interested in hearing it regarding this proposed rule.
Okay. Then we'll ask for those who are present in Las Vegas to address administrative docket number 502.
Your Honor, my name is Margaret Pickard, and I'm from UNLV, and I am part of the Family Law Executive Committee. And we have, as a committee, on behalf of the State Bar, proposed an order for the, or rule, Rule 16.215 for child witnesses, to the court for consideration of adoption of practices and procedures for the family courts in the state of Nevada. I have here with me also Mike Carman. He's also a member of the Family Law Executive Committee, and we are co-chairs with Joseph Caraccioni. We have also provided a letter to the court in response to Mr. Silverman's objections, and we just hope that everybody will consider all of the potential issues that might be relevant to this question of child witnesses. This was presented in 2012 when the Family Law Section of the Nevada State Bar determined that the practices of the Nevada judiciary in the state of Nevada were quite diverse, and therefore the application of 125.4804A was being disparately applied. So there were a lot of questions that came up regarding consideration of children of witnesses in custody hearings, child interviews as reported by custody evaluators, or the role of judicial interviews themselves. We have had a tremendous amount of activity, so to speak, with regards to the legal community. In 2011, as you might be aware, the National Judicial College offered training on child witnesses and child interviewing by judicial individuals, by judiciary. Also in 2012, I did a presentation at our Ely Family Law Convention, and that's when the issue really became of concern to the Family Law Bar, was after that presentation, because people didn't realize that the judges throughout the state of Nevada were applying the rules so differently. We do, of course, talk about the rules with regards to alternative methods for individuals or children to testify in NRS 50.500. And so we're seeking, through the committee's proposed rule, to provide some uniformity, so to speak, in the application and presentation of child witness testimony in family court. So that is the purpose of our presentation. I will tell you that we have done extensive review of legal and social science research regarding the practices of child interviews, not only nationally but internationally. And Nevada is far behind in the practice of judicial officers interviewing children. And so we are seeking to bring more knowledge and opportunity for judges to have that experience and also children to have a voice in our court systems. And we have worked highly effectively with both other states as well as social science individuals and researchers as well as psychologists regarding the impact of child witness testimony on not only the children themselves, but also from the legal component, the due process rights of their parents. So Mr. Carman is also here to answer any questions that you might have. We both do concur with Justice Gibbons regarding the comments that there will be a presentation in Ely regarding this matter. There will also be a presentation to the bar by Professor Rebecca Nathanson from UNLV, who runs the child court program there. So we are looking and we have attempted to vet it as much as possible. We do encourage any input, but we have presented it because at this time it is vital that we have some standards and practices that we propose that be uniform across the state of Nevada.
When would the bar presentation be made?
I believe it's March 4th. Okay. I don't have the calendar in front of me, March 3rd or 4th.
Okay.
And it'll also be one, that was Wednesday. We're also doing one for the bar on Friday. The judges' one is on Wednesday.
Okay. At the Ely Conference, sir.
Yes, thank you. Did you wish to add anything, Mr. Carman?
I really don't. I was here to answer questions. If there are any questions from the justices. Otherwise, if we are going to table this, we can kind of vet some of those questions, I think, at Ely.
Okay. Any questions from justices at this time?
No.
All right. Then my intent would be to continue the public hearing on this particular administrative docket matter for the end of March, and we will initiate a new notice following that following this hearing, but it would be around the end of March, the third or fourth week of March. And we would invite you both to return and share your input based upon the presentations that have occurred at the family law section meeting.